From Tidbits on June 11th, 2012, this is LinkedIn Login Stolen. Change Your Password Now. Written by Jeff Carlson and Glenn Fleischman. If you use the networking site LinkedIn, change your password immediately. A hacker stole the details for 6.5 million logins and made them available online. In a statement, LinkedIn acknowledged the problem and outlined how it would notify affected customers as part of its ongoing investigation into what happened. The plain text of passwords wasn't revealed, but many people remain at risk, especially those who use the LinkedIn password on other sites. Lex Friedman at Macworld offers more details about the situation, plus an unrelated problem with the LinkedIn iOS app scraping private data from calendar events. That link is at macworld.com. You can check whether your password was pilfered by using fictivekin's leakedin.org, which will convert your plain text password into the cryptographically scrambled form used in LinkedIn's database and compare it against the leaked password list. However, we don't recommend that you type in your plain text password on another site. Instead, launch Terminal on your Mac and type in the following command to convert your password into the format needed. Echo space dash n space single quote mark plain text space password quote mark space bar or pipe space open SSL space SHA1. Now enter the resulting text, which will look something like giant massive gibberish. 217E042 8F0A8F78ABE5066AE4F84A4A83A36B3375. You can thank Glenn Fleischman for having me read that. Enter the resulting text at LinkedIn.org to see if your password was leaked. As an aside, you can also use this site to check whether LinkedIn users have used any particular password, one you've used in the past perhaps, and if it has been compromised. That might give you a real-world sense of how secure certain passwords are. LinkedIn appears to have stored passwords only in a protected form, unlike so many previous login hijacks in which we discovered firms leave our critical data in plain text form. But that doesn't mean you're not at risk. LinkedIn hashes the password, as we at Tidbits and most sites do, which creates a sort of cryptographic signature, or the hash. Such hashes aren't reversible. Knowing the hash doesn't get you the password, but they can be used in brute force attacks. An attacker can work through a list of common passwords and random short entries and compare them against the hash list to see which ones match. If your password was 123456789, or password, your number is up. To set a new password, log in to LinkedIn, click your name in the upper right corner of the page, choose Settings from the menu that appears, click the Account tab in the lower left of the page, and then click Change Password. We always recommend setting a strong password that's a mix of letters and numbers, and punctuation if the site supports it, and using a password storage tool such as 1Password, Password Wallet, or the free LastPass, so you don't have to remember or store passwords in an insecure manner. Tidbits members save 25% on either 1Password or Password Wallet, by the way. Equally important is to change your passwords for any other sites that you may have set up with the same login, because that information is now being shared by malevolent people who use it to try to access other sites' accounts. I set up a LinkedIn account years ago and rarely use the site, so it's likely that I reused the same password somewhere else at the time, a big no-no. For every site that requires a login, you should have a unique password. I generate secure passwords and track them all using 1Password, and recommend you do the same. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Jeff Carlson. Thanks for listening.